announcer. Sarah Chang, the young violin virtuoso of Korean descent, like yourself? Me. That's right, Bob. Announcer. Rookie of the year in 92, an all-star every year since. Holder of single-season records in harmonics, triple stops, and left-hand pizzicato. The kind of kid who always goes out and gives 110%. Me. That's her. Announcer. And tell our listeners at home, do you play violin, too?
Have you figured out what's going on here? It's the first day of school, and Tony's supposed to be writing a journal entry about his summer. But so far, he's only written one sentence. Mostly, he's just been thinking about his summer and his life, and occasionally daydreaming that a baseball announcer is interviewing him. Let's see what we've learned about Tony so far. He's in fifth grade. He was born in Korea and adopted by an American couple. If you compare Tony's birthday list to what his parents actually gave him, you can tell he's interested in sports, but his parents want him to be good at science and music. Let's keep reading, starting after the large space on page 78 where it says, "Do I ever?"
Do I ever? Suzuki lessons starting when I was 4? Listening to the tapes day and night? A big party to celebrate when I finished book 1? Then came the violin camps in the summer, group recitals, more and more pieces to review, crossing the bridge to Seattle twice a week for lessons, and now youth orchestra starting up again. It's not that I'm so good. I'm not. Some other kids my age who take lessons from my teacher are way ahead of me. But to my mother, I'm not average. I'm Korean. I can do anything if I apply myself. She can barely whistle, but who cares? She's pure American from Kansas. Nobody expects her to know the Paganini caprices. But me, I get up in the dark for my 45-minute practice before school, with my door open so she can hear. Then I do another 45 minutes after school,